Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Pehe 85, and we're going to pick up at the two dots on Pei Dalet around 11 lines up or so. Okay, so the Mishnah talked about, we were talking about Nezek Tsar, Ripo, Sheves, and Boshes, and the Mishnah was discussing the payment for Tsar, and we described that Tsar as distinct from the damage that's caused is simply for the pain. So Tsar, Shaloibim, Kaim, Nezek, So who's the Tana that says that you pay even for tsar, if it's just tsar without any nezek? And so we gave the example of someone getting burned or hit with a nail on his fingernail, so it doesn't cause any real damage to the person, but it is very painful. So we want to know, who is that Tana? Rava says, Ben Azai. It's Ben Azai. Desanya, because we learned Rabbi Amar Kviya Nemra Tchila. So in order to understand this, we're going to need to think about the pasuk. The pasuk says Kviya Tachas Kviya, which means a burn for a burn, Petza Tachas Petza, a wound for a wound, and Petza is a wound or bruise, and Chabura Tachas Chabura is the third part of the pasuk. So we know that we use Petza Tachas Petza already to teach us that even when there's nezek, when there's real damage, you still pay for the tsar. And now the question is, we're going to talk about, how do you know that you pay for the tsar even if there is no nezek? So we have kviya, petza, chabura. Petza has already been used, so the sugya we're going to look at now is looking at the words kviya tachas kviya and chabura tachas chabura. So Rabbi Omer, thank you. Rabbi says, Kviya Nemra Tchilo, Benazai Omer Chabura Nemra Tchilo. Rabbi says, Kviya said first, and Benazai says that Chabura said first. Now we'll have to see, what does that mean? B'maiko Miflagi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Sava, Rabbi holds, Kviya the less Bo Chabura Mashma, that Rabbi learns as follows, that the word Kviya, which is a burn, implies simply a burn without a damage to the person. So therefore, he's saying that in the way you would initially understand the pasuk, you would understand it to mean even a burn, even just tsar without an actual injury. So, but then we have kasa rachmana chabura. So when the pasuk writes chabura, it's defining what came earlier, kviya legaluye Allah de kviya de isba chabura in ilo lo. It's coming to tell you, or it's coming to define, that when we said, so again, we have these words, kviya and chabura, so it's coming to tell you, even though kviya initially you would think is just a burn without any lasting damage, from the fact that it then says chabura, tells you, no, when I told you kviya, it meant only if it has lasting damage. So that would not be the Tana of our Mishnah. So Rebbe would not be the Tana of our Mishnah, because Rebbe here is saying that chabura teaches us that kviya means only when there is damage, and if there wouldn't be actual damage, you would not pay for the pain. Ben Azai says kviya de isba chabura mashma, that when it says the word kviya tachas kviya, we understand a burn, and Rashi says because most burns have damage, so therefore, if it just said the words kviya tachas kviya, I would think that it includes a chabura. So therefore, kasav rachmana chabura legaluya le de kviya de lesbo chabura. So therefore, a kviya would mean a burn with actual damage. But when it says chabura tachas chabura, to come tell you damage, so the point of doing that, now I would know, if Rashi points out, if it just said kviya, and kviya means even without a chabura, then, I'm sorry. So he should explain as follows. He's saying as follows, that if it's kviya tachas kviya, kviya generally means, with some kind of damage. So from the fact that it then had to write chabura, which tells us damage, then therefore I know that the point was to come to tell me that even though normally kviya you would think means with damage, in this case it's without damage, because since the third part of the pasuk, chabur tachas chabur, is coming to tell you damage, the first part, even though you would normally think would include damage, does not include damage. And therefore, you have kviya coming to tell you a case where there is no damage. So that's the Tana of our Mishnah. So that's Ben Azai, because Ben Azai is saying that even if someone gets burned on their fingernail, or it gets hit with a nail on their fingernail, which is just painful, but doesn't cause any damage, that is going to be a case where you're chayiv. So that's like Ben Azai, who learns in the end that kviya means, from the fact that it says chabura separately, which tells you a wound separately, it's telling you that when it says kviya in the first place, it means even a burn without any damage, which would be another way of saying a pain. Okay, so just to be clear, what we have is that the Braisa said, Rabbi Amar Kviya Namar Tchilo, that Kviya is said first, but Nazi Amar Chabura Namar Tchilo, the Chabura is said first. So the way we're understanding it now is that it is said Kviya first, but then it came to tell us Chabura, which changed our view. So in other words, according to Rabbi, initially we were understanding Kviya to mean without injury, and then Chabura said, came to say, no, it's with injury. Or vice versa, that Ben Azai was understanding Kviya is with injury, and then Chabura comes to tell us that no, Kviya is without injury. So when it says Kviya Nemer Tchila, Chabura Nemer Tchila, that is really the Havamina. That's how we would have initially understood the Pasuk. And then therefore, we're coming and Chabura tells us to understand the Pasuk differently. So Maskifla Rav Papa. Rav Papa doesn't like this. This answer of Rava, because he says, Adarabba, Ifcha Mistabra, we should have exactly the opposite. And Rashi says, why? Because first of all, remember, who are we talking about here? We're talking about Rebbe and Ben Azai. And we're saying that our Mishnah was going like Ben Azai. But who was Masadr the Mishnah? Who set up the Mishnah? Rebbe. So if Rebbe set up the Mishnah, presumably he would give his own opinion, not someone else's opinion. That's number one. And number two, the way it comes out, as we just said, is that basically, Kviya Nemer Tchila or Chabura Nemer Tchila, it is basically saying what we would have thought, and then the Pasuk told us otherwise. But it's hard to understand that when we're explaining their opinions, that what they were really coming to say was the Havamina. So therefore, Rav Papa understands the exact opposite. So it's the same Cheshbon, but he says it differently. So he says, Rabbi Amar Kviya Nemer Tchila. Rabbi says that it says Kviya first. Savar, he holds Kviya de Ispa Chabura Mashma. So he would say, in the ordinary course, I would say that a Kviya, a burn, implies where it has a Chabura with it. So therefore, when it writes, in other words, I would think Chabura means with, that Kviya means with a Chabura. But if it has to write Chabura, it must be coming to tell us that Kviya is without Chabura, because otherwise, why write them both, right? So therefore, Rabbi's opinion now is that even though I would have thought Kviya includes Chabura, Kviya does not include Chabura and it's just a burn. So whose opinion is that? That's the opinion of our Mishnah, which says that even when there's pain, just a burn without damage, that is chayav for it. So now we've set it up where Rebbe, who is the Masadr of the Mishnayos, is saying his own opinion. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Chabura Nemer Tchila, that Chabura is said first, meaning Savar, he holds Kviya de Lesba Chabura Mashma. Had I just written the word Kviya in the ordinary course, I would have said that it means a burn without any damage. But then, Kasav Rachmana Chabura, the Pasuk came along and wrote Chabura, L'galuya Ele de Kviya de Ispa Chabura in, Ilo Lo, that to tell us that, no, Kviya must mean, in other words, Chabura comes to define Kviya to tell us that it's when it has a Chabura. So therefore, according to Ben Azai, if you would have pain without damage, you would not have to pay, which is not like our Mishnah. So now we have it, and the Gemara says, Yamaskana Kaimi, and this is better, because now, when it says Chabura, when Rebbe says Kviya Nemra Tchila, what he's saying is that at the end of the day, when it says Kviya, it means Kviya without a Chabura, meaning pain without damage you pay for. And when Ben Azai says Chabura Nemra Tchila, he's saying that at the end of the day, the Kviya that's written in the beginning of the Pasuk is with Chabura. Okay, so now, the way Rav Papa does it, it makes more sense. Rebbe, who is Masad in the Mishnais, is saying his own opinion, and the Braisa that says Kviya Nemer Tchila or Chabura Nemer Tchila is, they're actually saying their actual opinions, not what they might have thought before the Pasuk came along. So that works better, and that's how, so we've now found, according to this, that Rebbe is the one who has the opinion that pain without damage still gets paid. Okay? So the Gemara continues, second to bottom line, Inami, or I'll give you a different way to understand what's going on when it says that Chabura Nemer Tchila or Kviya Nemer Tchila, and where, and again, how do we know whose opinion is it that you pay for damage, that you pay for pain even without damage? So Inami, I'll tell you another answer, Dukuliyama Kviya, Bein de Ispa Chabura, Bein de Lesba Chabura. everyone agrees that the word kaviya implies whether there is a chabura or there isn't a chabura, that a burn is a burn, whether it has damage or not. And since the burn has is the proxy we're dealing with in the pasuk for pain, so it's saying that had it just written kviya tachas kviya, I would tell you that this tells us that whether the pain is accompanied by damage or not, you pay for it. So then, how did we get into machlokas? V'hacha b'chlalu pratam ruchakim zemizekam miflegi. We're arguing about a klalu prat that are far from each other. So what does this mean? So if we remind ourselves, we know one of the ways of darshaning the Torah is klalu prat ein b'klal elamasha b'prat. So if you have a general statement followed by a specific statement, the specific statement defines the general statement, right? So that's klalu prat. So now, in our pasuk, it says kviya tachas kviya. And according to this answer, a kviya, a burn, means with or without damage. So that's a general category. Kviya, any kind of pain, a burn that has pain, right? And then everyone would also agree that if the next words in the pasuk were chabura tachas chabura, which is a more specific category, it's actual damage, right? So then everyone would agree, klal uprat, that the klal is kviya, which includes with or without damage. The chabura is with damage. That would define the general. And therefore, it would mean that you only pay for pain when there is damage. But they don't both agree to that. Why not? Because it chabura tachas chabura doesn't follow kviya tachas kviya. Remember, we have kviya tachas kviya. Then we have petza tachas petza, which we talked about yesterday, comes to include where you have damage together with the burn. And then it says chabura tachas chabura. So now the question is as follows. Do you connect kviya tachas kviya and chabura tachas chabura, which are separated by petza tachas petza? So one will say yes and one will say no. So therefore, Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, ain't done in oso b'chlal uprat, that because petza tachas petza interrupts between kviya tachas kviya and chabura tachas chabura, so therefore it's not a valid klal uprat, and therefore we're going to stick with the klal, which says kviya, which tells you whether or not there's damage, you pay for pain. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, well, then what does he do with chabura? Because chabura is no longer clarifying kviya, because we're saying it's too far removed. But that's Rebbe's opinion. So that's why Rebbe would hold that kviya means with or without pain. So now we're back to having Rebbe, who is the Masada of the Mishnayos. We were looking for whose opinion was he saying when he said that you pay for pain even without damage. He was saying his own, because he's learning that kviya means with or without damage. Ubenazai Savar, Benazai holds Danin Oso B'Klal Oprat. And the fact that Petza Tachas Petza interrupts doesn't matter. We still look at it as a Klal Oprat. And therefore, the Klal is Kaviyo, that means with or without damage. The Prat is Chabura, that means only with damage. So therefore, Chabura defines Kaviyo. And Kaviyo would be we only pay for pain when there is damage, which is not like our Mishnah. So that's Benazai. Okay, so now we have a second way of understanding the machlokas. Under either scenario, whether it is this second teretz or it's Rav Papa's version, this flipped version, in both times it's Rebbe himself who's saying his own opinion. So now, as I alluded to before, if we understand, according to the second teretz, that there's no klal uprat because kaviya and chabura are separated by petza, so then kaviya means with or without damage. So he doesn't need chabura to define it. So then the question is, what do you do with chabura? V'chitema chabura l'Rabbi lamali. What does Rabbi do with chabura? So he say l'damim yaserim, to extra money. And Rashi says that if it would only write kviya tachas kviya, I would have said whether it has a chabura or doesn't have a chabura, he pays everything, but he wouldn't pay both. So it's coming to tell you that you pay both. The Rishonim have a problem with this Rashi because we know we've been dealing with Kviya and Chabura. Why weren't we dealing with Petza Tachas Petza? Because we already learned previously that Petza Tachas Petza comes to tell you that you pay for damage and pain together. So then what does it mean, Damim Yaserim, that you pay more? So there's others who explain Rashi, but we can take a very quick look at Tosas. Tosas says an interesting thing toward the bottom of Tosas. L'damim yaserim, he says about five lines up. Anir l'ri l'damim yaserim shemeshalim b'tzar sheyesh bo roshim yosimim b'tzar she'im bo roshim afal pi she'im etzar b'zay yoser. This is a very interesting thing. Tosas is telling you that basically that you could have the same amount of pain from an injury that has a lasting, you see it, versus you don't see it. It could be the same amount of pain in terms of, like, if there is some, like, scientific measure of pain, it would be the same amount of pain. But Tosis is saying that when there is damage to it and you actually see something, that makes the pain worse. So even though the physical pain is the same, the pain of having an injury that is apparent, that you see it, and that's permanent, that enhances the pain, and therefore he's understanding that's what it means, L'damim Yeserim, is coming to tell you that not only do you have to pay for the physical, scientific pain, but you also have to pay for the pain of having a lasting wound or injury. Okay, correct, psychological pain. Okay, so all right, we're going to continue now. We're picking up on something new on the fourth line. Omdim kama adam kiyotze b'zarotze lito. So we talked about how we figured out how much tzar someone should have, and we said someone like this, and we talked about in the Mishnah that kiyotze ba is telling you that different people have different pain tolerances, and you have to pay them according to their pain tolerance. But what the Gemara is going to try and figure out is, how do you figure out pain? So tzar b'makom nezek hechi shayminan. How do you figure out tzar even when there's pain? Rashi has a different understanding in this, but it's a little harder to understand. So let's just learn the Gemara this way. Amar Avuah de Shmuel says, Omnim kama adam rotze lita l'ktoyla yadav. You ask a person, how much would we have to pay you to chop off your arm? So the Gemara says, l'ktoyla yadav. You're gonna cut off his arm. Lo tzar l'chudei ho. That, and it's cutting off someone's arm is not a way of figuring out how much pain are you going to feel. If you ask someone how much do I have to pay you to chop off your arm, the guy's going to be thinking, I'm going to have no arm, I'm going to have pain, I'm going to have embarrassment, I'm going to have all these things. So that's not a good way to figure out pain. You have all of the five things. You have nezek, tzar, ripa, sheves, and boshes. So that's not a good way to figure out just pain by asking someone how much I have to pay you to chop off your arm. Va'od b'shuftani askinan. Are we talking about crazy people here? Who in their right mind would let someone chop off their arm for any amount of money? So the Gemara says that can't be the way that we figure out how you pay for tzar. Ela l'ktoya yadoi haktua. So rather we're going to figure out as follows. Rashi says yado haktua u'mechuberes begidin smusin ve'ena ruya loyla malacha. So what happened? Somehow this guy developed a condition where his arm, although it's technically hanging on to his body, it's withered away. The giddin, the tendons, or whatever it is, have withered away, and therefore he can't do anything with his arm. He can't move his arm. So therefore, we're saying there is no damage other than, because he can't use his arm anymore, so he can't use it anyway. So he may as well get paid to have it chopped off. So we'll ask him, how much would we have to pay you to chop off your arm? Because now he can't use his arm anyway. So the Gemara says, Yado Aktua Nami Lotzar Luchude. I'm sorry, Nami Lotzar Luchude. But even cutting off that arm isn't just Tsar. I'm sorry. Yado Aktua Nami Lotzar Luchude Iko. Hatzar Boshes Iko. But there's also embarrassment. In other words, it's not just a question of do you have use of your arm. If the guy, in other words, there's a difference between a guy who has an arm, even if he can't move it, from a guy whose arm is chopped off. It's more embarrassing. So that's not a good measure of figuring out tzar. He says, hatzar boshes ikat ksefo le lemilsei, because first of all, because it's embarrassing to him, lemishkom ubisar lemashadi leklovim, that to take a limb off of himself, he says, throw it to the dogs, that to him is embarrassing. So there's boshes there in addition to tzar. This is an interesting sugya about whether you have to, if someone has a limb gets amputated, whether you have to bury the limb. And so they bring a raya. It's interesting. The Na'ad Yehuda has a very interesting tshuva, which talks about if someone had his legs chopped off for medical reasons and he wanted to keep them. So this would be like a new version of a guy standing at the corner. He wanted to like hold his legs and show people that his legs got chopped off. So he wanted to keep it. So that's the shadow that the Yehuda deals with. So they bring a raya somewhat from this. The Shvus Yaakov brings a raya from this, that it says he's embarrassed to have his arm taken off and thrown to the dogs. Shows you don't need a barrier because you could throw it to the dogs. But Ramesha paskins that if someone has a limb amputated, that they should actually bury it. And they all talk about how to make sure that Kohanim don't encounter, which is one of the problems when it says, they ask, how could it mean literally to throw it to the dogs? Then it could get dragged somewhere where the Kohanim would become tummy. But anyway, they use this Gemara as one of the rayas in that question. Okay, so we say that that's not a good way to measure pain, because at the end of the day, he has embarrassment also with having his arm chopped off. So we say, okay, Ela omdim kama adam rotza lita l'toyo lo yado hamuchtav l'mauchus ben sam l'sayef. So he says as follows, rather we estimate how much would a person take if we said to him, look, you live in wherever, Saudi Arabia, somewhere where they chop off your arm if you stole. So they paskin, they're going to chop off his arm. And the way they do it is with sam, with a poison, where they inject a poison that causes his arm to die or fall off or whatever. And we go to him and say, okay, look, you're getting your arm chopped off anyway. So it's not a question of nezek, because you're going to get the nezek anyway. And it's not a question of boshes, because you're going to get your arm chopped off anyway. The only question is, you were going to get it with some kind of potion, some kind of injection, and now we want to know how much would we have to pay you to chop it off with a sword, because then what are we adding to the equation? We're adding pain, because the potion is painless, and a sword is painful. So the Gemara says, Amri hachinami lo shokol mitzayir nafshe. So again, we're dealing with rational people here. Who in his right mind would take the pain of having a sword chop off their arm as opposed to an injection? So we say, Ela omnim kama adam rotza liten l'ktoya lo yodo amuchtav l'malchus ben sayef l'sam. So we say as follows. Let's say we have a guy who is going to be, who the government decided to decree that he has to get his arm chopped off. And the way they do it is with a sword. And the guy comes to do it, and he'll say to him, I'll pay you X dollars if you don't use the sword, and instead you give me an injection, right? So then that guy, that's what he's saying. That's the value of the pain. In other words, it's worth to him $100,000 that they should give him an injection as opposed to chop off his arm with a sword, because he was going to get his arm chopped off with a sword. And now he's paying a certain amount. So what amount is that? He's paying the amount that he would be willing to pay to avoid the pain of having his arm chopped off with a sword. And that's how we evaluate tsar in isolation from everything else. So the Gemara just asks a technical question. Hi, lito, lite mi boile. But the problem is that it says that he takes, the question is, how much would a person pay to take the pain? We're saying here, it's not how much would he pay to take the pain, it's how much would he pay to avoid the pain, right? So in other words, how much would he give to not have this pain? So I'm Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, lito zemi zem, mashenosen zeh. He means that the mazik will take from the nizik what this other third person who was supposed to get his arm chopped off by the government would have paid to not have his arm chopped off by a sword and rather have it taken off by injection. Yes. Okay. So just wanted to say the dedication today is by Reb Zalman Nissel, wishing Hatzlacha to Yehuda Nissel, who is a former member of this shir from his family as he starts his first day at the IDF. So he should have tremendous Hatzlacha. He should be safe. And we're all proud of him. Okay, we'll continue. Ripui hako chayev l'raposo. So we talk about the payment for medical bills. So someone who hits someone has to heal him. So now we deal as follows. Tanu rabbanon alu bot smasim tzmachim machmas hamaka. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. That if someone develops like blisters or something that came out of the injury. Or v'nistra hamaka, we have a case where it went away and then it came back. Chayev l'raposo, that he has to heal it. V'chayev liten lo d'mei shifto, and he has to give him also the. So we have a brisa that says that if the wound came back or if these blisters came, that he has to heal him and he also has to pay him for his lost work while he deals with this complication from the injury. Shalom machmas hamaka, if they come not because of the maka, ain't a chayev l'raposo, then you're not chayev to pay for his healing, ain't a chayev litin lo d'mei shifto, you don't have to give him the money that he's out of work. And the Gemara is going to want to know, what was the havamina, that if it didn't come from the injury, why would you think that you should have to pay him for his refuah, for his unemployment? So, okay, so that's the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that when you have these things come back, he has to pay both refuah and Sheves, both Ripoy and Sheves. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af machmas hamaka chayav l'raposo, ve'ena chayav liten lo d'me shivto. Even if these boils or these blisters come because of the injury, you are chayav for refuah, but you're not chayav for his unemployment. And we're going to have to understand why not. If it came because of the injury, and he's unemployed because of the injury, we should pay for his unemployment. The chachamim say, shifta v'raposo, they say as follows, that the pasuk says, rak shifto yitem v'rapo yirape. So there's a linkage between the sheves, his unemployment, and his medical bills. So it tells you where there one is in effect, the other is in effect, and where one's not in effect, the other's not in effect. So therefore, according to these chachamim, that since he's not going to pay for sheves, for unemployment, he's not going to pay for refuah either. Okay, so we're going to have to understand this brisa, but just to review, we have the Tana Kama who says you pay both refuah and sheves. You have Rabbi Yehuda who says you pay just refuah and not sheves. And you have the Chachamim who say you pay neither. And we're understanding this to be the case where these blisters came up or the injury came back. So, but Michael Mifligi, what are we arguing about here? Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Ashkachsinu l'rabbanan b'bei Rav. I found the Rabbanon in the house of Rav, the Yasvi v'Kamri, that they were sitting and saying as follows, that what was this machlokas here? Hacha b'maka nitna le'eged kamiflugi. They're arguing about whether when someone has an injury, you're allowed to put on a bandage. So what is the issue here? So Rashi explains that if someone has an open wound, then the cold aggravates the wound and gives them pain, right? So what does he want to do? He wants to put on a bandage. And then it kind of insulates the injury and he doesn't have that pain. But what's the problem? If someone puts on a bandage, it can cause these blisters to come. So that's the case. He put on this bandage. So Rabbanan Savri, so the Tanakama, who said he pays both Ripoy and Sheves for these blisters, says Maka Nitna Leget, that you're allowed to put on a bandage because at the end of the day he was having pain from the cold. So therefore, the Mazik has to pay him for these blisters, for his refuah and for his sheves, because at the end of the day, he was allowed to put on this bandage that caused it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Makalodnin l'eged. Sorry, you have to bear the pain and the discomfort of the cold, and if you chose to put on a bandage, then you cannot charge him. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was, he pays ripoy, but he doesn't pay sheves. But now, the question you'll ask yourself is, if you weren't supposed to put on the bandage, then you should pay, the guy should have to pay neither ripoy nor sheves. Because at the end of the day, you shouldn't have put on a bandage. So, the Gemara explains, ripoy de tana bekra mechayev. That sheves, the loy tana bekra loy mechayev. So he's saying as follows, that the pasuk says, rak shifto yitain, verapo yirape. We're on the second wide line. Rak shifto yitain, verapo yirape. So it says sheves once, but it says rapo yirape twice. So therefore we see that you have to pay more for sheves. It's a higher bar, it's a lower bar to pay for ripoy than it is for sheves, because ripoy is written twice. So therefore, even though he shouldn't have put on a bandage, at the end of the day, it was because he was having pain from the wound. So therefore, refuah, which says rapa yirape, will make the mazik pay. But sheves, which just says sheves once, we're not going to make him pay. Yamina lehu ana. So remember, this is Rabba said, I encountered the Rabbanan Bebe Rav, and he says, I told them as follows. He says, sorry, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't make any sense. If you're not allowed to put on a bandage, you're not going to get, you can't get paid for even ripoy, because you were basically negligent. So, Ella, the Kuliyama Maka Ninin Leget. Rabba says, rather, I'm going to tell you as follows. Everyone agrees that you can, that you're allowed to put on a bandage, but you can't do it too tight or too much, because if you do it too much, you're going to increase the heat, you're going to cause these blisters, right? So we're dealing with a case where, and he ended up doing it a little too much. So in this case, it's not, he was somewhat contributory negligence going on here, in the sense that he did it too tight or too much, but at the end of the day, he was doing what he's allowed to do, which is put on a bandage. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kivan Delay Nitna Le'eged Yesera, since you're not supposed to do so much, but you're allowed to do it generally, Ripoy Detana Bekra Mechayev, that Rapa Yerape, it doubles the language of Ripoy, so then that he pays, Sheves Delay Tana Bekra, But the pasuk that does not repeat Sheves, loy mechayev, he's not mechayev, right? Now the Gemara v'Rabbanon. So what does the Tana Kama hold? Rabbanon Tzavri, kiven the Tana Beikra, but Ripoy Hashavas Nami Mechayev, the Iskish LeRipoy. He says as follows. He says no, because if you're Chayev for Ripoy, because it says Rapo Yerape, so he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you're Chayev for Ripoy, but he says since we have a Hekish that tells you Rakshifto Yitem Rapo Yerape and they're put together, so therefore since he's Chayev for Ripoy because it says Rapo Yerape, so he's going to be chayav for Sheves also. So that's the Tana Kama who holds that even though he bound it too tight, tighter than he should have or more than he should have, he still has to pay both Ripoy and Sheves because I know Ripoy from Rape Yerape, and I know Sheves because there's a Hekesh between Ripoy and Sheves. Rabbi Yehuda, Savar of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why doesn't he agree that there is this Hekesh between Sheves and Ripoy? So he's going to say, Enoch Nami, there is a Hekesh. Savar Sheves loy mechayev. But he says, even though there's a Hekesh, why am I, at the end of the day, not being Mechayev him for unemployment? The Miyatei Rachmana, Rak. Because it said, Rak Shifto Yitain V'Rape Yirape. So the way we would understand this as follows, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees. Rape Yirape means you pay for the refuah. Now the Hekesh tells you, therefore, you should also pay for the unemployment, for the Sheves. But since it said, Rak, which means only, which is a miyat, so therefore you don't pay for the Sheves. So in other words, he agrees with everything, but then he adds that since Rak says you is a miyat, so I knock out the Sheves. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, you pay for the refuah, but you don't pay for the unemployment. Rabbanan, what do they do about this word Rak? They say Rak, l'shaloy machmas amako hudasa. That Rak comes to tell you that you don't have to pay Sheves when the complications are not a result of the injury. Now, what does that mean? If they're not a result of the injury, why do I need a pasuk to tell it to me? The Gemara is going to ask that. The rak l'shalom machmas hamako hudasa, that it came, not machmas hamako. Okay, fine. So now we've understood the opinion of the Tana Kama that you have both, because rapa yirape is doubled, and the Hekesh says apply it to Sheves. Rabbi Yehuda says, rapa yirape is doubled, so you pay refuah. I would think you should apply it through the Hekesh to Sheves, but since it says rak, you don't, so therefore you only pay refuah, not Sheves. And the Rabbanon Basrai, who were the Chachamim at the end, they're the ones who say you pay for neither. What do they say? Rabbanon Basrai, the Amri, Kol Shechai B'Sheves Chai B'Ripoy, Kol Shein Chai B'Sheves Ein Chai B'Ripoy, that the Hekesh is absolute. If you're Chayev in Sheves, you're Chayev in Ripoy. If you're Chayev in Ripoy, you're Chayev in Sheves. If you're not Chayev in one, you're not Chayev in the other. Okay? So according to them, Ripoy de Tani Beikra Lamali. So then the question is, if they say, and so Rabbi Yehuda was saying, since it says Rapa Yerape, it's doubled, that even when the guy was a little bit negligent, you still have to pay Rafua, and then you either do or don't also have to pay Sheves. But so clearly, they're not using Rapa Yerape to say that you have to pay for Rafua, even when there's some degree of negligence by the patient. So what do they do with the doubling of Rapa Yerape? They need it for the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel's Lima the Tan the Sanya, because we learned in a Brisa the Debei Rabbi Shmuel they said then the Yeshiva Rabbi Yisrael Barapa Yerape Mikan Shenitin Rishus L'Rayfe L'Rafbeis, that we've encountered this before. But in our the idea that it says Barapa Yerape is not coming to tell you that you pay refuah even when the guy is a little bit negligent. It's coming to tell you that a doctor has Rishus to do refuah. Why would we think otherwise? Rashi explains, because you might think if the Rabbanu Shalom made someone sick or caused circumstances to come about that he's injured, so obviously the Rabbanu Shalom wanted him to be injured. So who are you, a doctor, to go mess with that? So that's why it says, Rapa Yerape, Nitin Rishus L'Roifa L'Rapos, that a doctor is allowed to heal. Okay. Tana Rabbanan Minayim Shem Alubot Smasim Machmas Hamaka V'Nistra Hamaka. Again, same case. How do we know that if these blisters came up or if the injury returned, Shechayv L'Raposo, they have to pay for refuah of a Chayv L'Itan L'Shifto, and you have to give the unemployment Talmud Lomar Rak Shifto Yitem V'Rapa Yerape. So you see, you have to do both. Yachol Afilu Shalom Machmas Hamaka. I might think even when it's not caused that these blisters did not come from the original injury or the injury coming out is not a result of the original injury. Tamaloma rock. Therefore, it says rock. So it's again all stuff we've encountered before. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says af machmas hamaka putter. Even if these things, if these blisters or this wound comes because of the maka, you're putter. Shenemar rock. That's what he does with rock. So ikka de amri af machmas hamachma af machmas hamaka pater legamri kirabanan. I'm sorry, kirabanan basrai. So some understood. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says even when it comes to the makkah, you're pater. So some say you're pater from everything, which would mean you don't pay ripoy or sheves. Whose opinion is that? That's the opinion of the Chachamim, the third opinion. We had the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. You don't pay for anything. So they would understand Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda to be agreeing with the Rabbanan Basroi. The Ikka the Amri, others understand Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda when he says, Af machmas amaka pater, af machmas amata pater mi sheves. He's pater from sheves, the chayev beripoy. So he has to pay for a fuah, but not for unemployment. Who would that be like? Keman, kiavua, like his father. Because we're dealing here with Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, you pay for refuah, but you don't have to pay for unemployment. Okay. Amar Mar, we said in the Braisa before, Yachal Afilu Shalom Machmas Hamaka, that I might think that when these complications come, even not as a result of the original injury, that you would have to pay it. Tamalomer, rock. Therefore it said rock, Shalom Machmas Hamaka, So Tamalomer, rock. Therefore it said rock to tell you that if that the Pasuk is coming to tell you that if these complications did not come as a result of the injury, then you don't need to pay for them. The Gemara says, Shalom Machmas Hamaka Baikra. I need a Pasuk to tell me that if I did not cause the injury, that I don't have to pay for it. What does that mean? So Amri, we say, My Shalom Machmas Hamaka, what does it mean when it didn't come as a result of the Maka? Kedisanya, we learned in the Braisa. Haresha Avar Adivre Rofe. So any doctor here will know about this. Someone who doesn't listen to the doctor. The doctor said, don't eat sweet things. And what did he do? He would eat honey and candy. And that since it's bad for him to have sweets, and that caused his maka to have gargusni. So you might think that whoever caused the original injury would have to pay for it. Tamalomer, rock. Therefore it said rock. So what it says is when it's not caused by the injury is a case where the person caused this to come back by not taking good care of himself. So you might think that, look, at the end of the day, none of this would have happened if the original guy didn't injure him. So it's true. He shouldn't have eaten honey and sweets. But at the end of the day, he did. So maybe you would think that the original mazik still has to pay because at the end of the day, he caused all this. Therefore it says rock to tell you that in that case, you don't. So that's what it means when it says a maka that comes not as a result, that if this thing came out not as a result of the original maka, you might think you'd have to pay. It's talking about where he disregarded doctor's instructions. Okay, my gargusni, what is this gargusni? Amrabaya, nasa krichta, which Rashi says is basar mace, that the skin dies. My asuse, what's the cure for it? Allah vakira vakalba. Allah is aloe. Kira Rashi says is shava, is wax. Vikalba is risna shebuchavya shalyayin. It's the sediment or the resin that is in a barrel of wine. That's what you should smear on it. Okay, fine. Now we're going to get to some interesting things. V'yamar leih. Let's say a guy damaged someone else, and he says, asiach ana. So the damager says, I don't want to pay for a doctor. I'll heal you. Maybe even if he's a doctor, the Mepharshim learned. He said, the guy says, you're like a lion waiting in ambush. You're the guy who hurt me in the first place. I'm not interested in you being my doctor. So you have the guy, the damager still has to pay for a doctor. He can't get away with doing it himself. He says, I'm going to bring a doctor who's a pro bono doctor. Right? So and that's how I'm going to satisfy my refuah thing. Amrlei, asya de magin b'magin, magin shave. He says a doctor who takes zero as his fee is worth zero. I don't want such a doctor. The Mepharshim go on this with a lot of things. The Magen Avraham talks about even like when someone's hiring, if he's going to get someone to say Kaddish for his father, if he has to travel, you should make sure to pay him. For Maishi, it talks about a chazan, we should pay a chazan, a rebbe, all kinds of things tie into this Gemara. The question is it a general rule that someone who works for free is not worth anything more than free? So anyway, don't have time for it, but okay, now, my sina lach asya rechika, he says, I'm going to bring a doctor from far away. So Rashi says, it's not limited to this, but Rashi says, why would he do it? Because he found a cheap doctor in India, and he's going to bring the guy over, and that's the guy who's going to heal you. Amrlei, asya rechika, ena avira. The guy says, no, Because you're going to cause me a blind eye if you bring me a guy from India. Why? Because the guy's from India. He doesn't care what happens to me. He's going back to India. His reputation is not at stake. So he's going to cause me, he's going to be a bad doctor. So therefore, I don't want him either. Okay. So now we're finished with things that the guy who has to pay is trying to get away with. Now we're going to go the other direction. What happens if the other guy says, Havli li didiv, ana mesina nafshoi? He says, look, the doctor's bills are going to be $10,000. Give me the $10,000. I'll heal myself. Amrlei, he says, Peshat benafshach v'shakalto minay tvei. He says, nice try. He says, I'm going to give you the $10,000. You're going to try and heal yourself. You're going to mess yourself up. And you're going to come back to me and say, I have to pay for your subsequent doctor bills because you didn't do it right the first time. So he says, V'yamrlei kaitzli meketz. He says, what happens if he says, give me $10,000 and I'll never come back to you for any more if I don't do a good job healing myself? The Gemara says, still, he could say no. Amrlei, kol shekin depeshat benafshach. He's going to say, no, for sure, then, because you know you can never come back to me for more money, you know this is all the money you're going to get, you're going to try to do it for as little money as possible, and you're going to mess yourself up, and then people are going to come, they're not going to realize that you mess yourself up, and they're going to call me a shara mazik, because they're going to see you're walking around injured, you're not healed, and they're going to think, I'm a bad guy, I didn't pay for your healing. So therefore, that doesn't work either. Okay, now, the Gemara continues, new thing. Tanav akulam mishtamav mukam nezek. So we've been saying that you have to pay all five of these things, the Nezek, Tzarit, Poshevis, and Boshes, you have to pay the other four even if there is Nezek. We've been talking about this concept that you have to pay all five. So, Minan Emili, how do we know this? Amar Rav Zid, Mishmei Derava, Rav Zid said the name of Rava, Amar Kra, Petza Tachas Petza, Litin Tzar B'makam Nezek. So we had this before, we talked about this, the words Petza Tachas Petza tells you that when there's pain, you pay for the pain even when there is Nezek. So you see you pay for pain and Nezek. So therefore, once you pay for pain, you see that you can pay for more than just nezek, so you can pay for all five. So the Gemara says, but this petza tachas petza, haimi boile l'rabbi shagi kemezet v'aynes karatzon, that we learned in Perek Beis on Daf Chavav on Beis, that when someone does a shogei, that someone has to pay nezek even if they do it by accident, because adam muad la'olam, right? So we need that pasuk, petza tachas petza, to tell you that it doesn't matter whether it's on purpose or by accident. So the Gemara says, no, because we don't need it just for that, because imke nechtav kra petza bepetza, it could have written petza bepetza, my petza tachas petza, shema mino tarti, it tells me two things. A, that you have to pay even if it's accidental, and B, that you could pay for tsar even when there's nezek, and then you could pay for all the other things too. Rav Papa says, I'll bring it to you from a different source. Rav Papa mishmei the Rava Amar kra, the pasuk says, rapa yirape, Litin refuah b'makom nezek, to tell you the double language is to tell you that you have to pay refuah even where there is damage. So the Gemara says, "Hami b'yilei l'chetatanu debei Rabbi Shmuel." But we just learned on Amud Aleph that the rapa yirape is double to tell you that, like tanu debei Rabbi Shmuel, the tanu debei Rabbi Shmuel of a rapa yirape, that the pasuk doubles the language rapa yirape. Mikan shenitnu rishus l'rayfei l'rapa, is to tell you that a doctor has rishus to heal something. We don't say the Rabbanu Shalom wanted him to be injured. So the Gemara says, if it was coming to tell you, imkein nichtav kra, if that's what it was coming to tell you, that a doctor is able to do it, let it be proper grammar and say, verofe yirape, a doctor should heal. So why would it say, verapo yirape, which is not saying a doctor can heal, it says, heal, verapo yirape, he should be healed, double. Shema mina litim refuah b'makam nezek, to teach you that no, it's not coming to tell you what Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, it's coming to tell you that you pay refuah even when there's nezek, and if you pay refuah, you pay all five. Now, machlok is in the mefarshim as to whether he's saying that he disagrees with Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel because it should have said rope yirape, or he agrees, but he's just saying it could have said rope yirape, and since it said rapa yirape, we learn both. But we're going to see, because we're going to learn something else from it. So some people understand it's a little hard to learn three things from it. But whatever the point is, for the purpose of Rav Papa saying in the name of Rava, he's saying the pasuk is not coming just to tell me Rapa that a doctor can heal, but it's coming to tell me that I pay for refuah even when there's nezek, and therefore I pay for all five things. But the Gemara says Akati mibayle lechida amran lemisni bekra baripui. So he says, but I just also learned an Amud Aleph. We use this same Rapa Yirape. We use an Amud Aleph to tell you that when someone has these blisters come up, even if they're caused partially by him, by putting the bandage too tight or too much, so you see that you have Rapa Yerapa tells you that you need to pay refua even when there's a little bit of negligence. So we were using those words already. So you can't use them to come to tell you that you do refua even where there's nezek. The Gemara says, Imkein le'makra, let the pasuk say, oh, rape, rape, oh, yerape, yerape. Normally, the pasuk just doubles a word if it wants to put emphasis and bring an extra limud. My verapo yerape, what does it mean, verapo yerape? Shmamina, litem refua v'makam nezek. So it's coming to tell us, rapa yerape is coming to tell us either two or three things. It's for sure coming to tell us that you have to pay refua even when there's nezek, and if you have to pay refua, you have to pay all five. It's coming to tell you that even when he's a little bit negligent, and he's wrapping it too tight or too much, that it's coming to tell you that you still have to heal. And it is possibly also coming to tell us that a doctor has permission to heal, depending how you learn that. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Mechlal demishkachas luhu shaloi b'mkam nezek." So we just spent time learning that you have to pay tsar ripoy sheves boshes even when there's nezek, right? So from the fact that I needed a pasuk to tell me that, it tells you that the basic idea is that you would have to pay each of these five individually, and then I needed a pasuk to tell me that even when they're in conjunction with one another. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what's the case where you pay these things individually. In other words, how does a guy have boshes if there's no injury? If you didn't injure him, what's the boshes coming from the injury, for example? So it's going to walk through each one. Shalobim kam nezek heichim mishkachas luhu. How do you find them? Tsar, pain, we've already discussed in our Mishnah. Kediktani, tsar, that pain is kava b'shpuda b'mismar. If you burn them with a spit or you banged his with a nail, v'apilatzi parno, even on his fingernail, makom sheino sechaburo, where it does not make a lasting injury. So this is a case, there's no injury, but there is pain, because you banged a nail on his finger. So you cause pain without anything else. Ripui, how do I know what's the case of ripui? Davi koyev le midi, he had some kind of injury, v'salik, and it was getting better, it was going away. But I see le sama harifa, and this friend said, you know, I have the perfect homeopathic solution to all your problems. I'm coming over with my cream. He comes over with the cream. He puts it on. And the achre lebisre, and he made his skin white. Rashi said he made it look like tsaras. So the tsarech la ostve le sama lan kute gavna de bisre, that you need some other potion. You go to the doctor to get something that's going to return your skin to normal color, not white. So the Gemara is understanding that's a case of ripui, where you need to go to the doctor, but you have no lasting injury. That's not an injury that your skin is white. So therefore, it's a case of doctor without anything else. Sheves, what's the case where you have to pay unemployment even though there's no other injury? The hadke bin drono ubatle, that you locked him up in a room. He wanted to go to work. And you grabbed him in the morning, you locked him in a cell, and he couldn't go to work. So he missed work. So you have to pay him for work, even though there was no other injury. Boshes, how do you have embarrassment without any other injury? The rakle biape, that you spit in someone's face. So if you walk up to the guy and spit him in the face, he's embarrassed. You didn't injure him. You didn't cause him any lasting injury, but you've caused embarrassment, and therefore you have to pay. Okay. Sheves, roen oso kiiluhu shemer kishuin. That unemployment, you look at a guy as if he's a cucumber watcher. Meaning a very menial task. So Tanur Rabbanon, Sheves, Ro'en Oso Kiluhu Shamer Kishuin, we look at him as if he's a cucumber watcher. Vim Tamer Laksa Midas Adin, and if you'll say that this takes away Midas Adin, meaning this is unfair, why would it be unfair? Dechi Mispach Hai Gavra Lav Agra De Shamer Kishuin Mushakil, because when he gets better, he's not going to be a cucumber watcher. Ela Deli Davla V'Shakil Agra, he's gonna be a guy who does the well, and he brings up the water, which gets paid more than a cucumber watcher. Inami azel b'shliach b'shakel agra. He's gonna become a messenger service, and he's gonna get paid more than that. So, therefore, he's saying as follows. The way Rashi understands, Tosfos understands differently, the Rashba understands differently. He's saying that what would be the havamina that he's not getting justice is you're saying at the end of the day, you're paying him like a cucumber watcher, but he's going to get better, and he can be more than a cucumber watcher. So you're causing him that loss. Kolzman, that he's unemployed, he's not getting the differential between a cucumber watcher and a guy who does the well. So the Gemara says, "Midas hadin lo laksa." No, it's not true. He's not being ripped off. Shekfar nasan lo demei yado demei ragloi. And this is really what the Mishnah said, that you've already given him the value of his hand or the value of his foot. And the way I understand this is, we said when we had the Mishnah, is that when you're figuring out nezek, you're figuring out all of the lost income he has for the rest of his life. So in other words, if he used to be a sprinter and he made money from doing that, you chopped off his leg, you figure out how much would he have made from being a career of a sprinter. You have to pay him all of that. So the fact, he'll never go, so in other words, therefore, and what do you pay him? Shomer Kishuin, a cucumber watcher, is just whatever you figure out is the maximum thing he'll be able to do once he gets better. So you pay him at that level, but everything that was lost previously is included in Nezek. So Sheves is just the amount that he would have gotten paid in his post-injury condition. Now,
why isn't that not included in Nezek? That should have been included in Nezek.
No, because in other words, Nezek is saying you took away his ability to do
run.
A. So, but he still can do B, right? When he's going to be better. So therefore, his inability to do A is part of Nezek. His inability to go to work as B while he's recuperating, that's not Nezek, because that's not a permanent damage, that's just unemployment you caused him while he's recuperating to be able to do B.
So it's
right?
Like a disability policy, ONAC versus...
Exactly, exactly. So therefore, there's trouble the way some people understand Rashi differently, but I think that works for understanding the Gemara here. Okay. Sorry, I just lost my place here. Okay, Amarava, katas yado, nosum le demayado. You cut off his hand, you give him the value of his hand. V'sheves, what's the sheves he gets? Ro noso kilu shomer kishuin. He's gonna be a cucumber watcher, because he could be a cucumber watcher without his hand. Shivers, raglo, but if you then go and chop off his foot, nosum lo demay raglo, you have to give him the value of his foot, obviously, because you chopped it off. V'sheves, and what do you do for unemployment? Ro noso kilu shomer sapesach. You look at like he's a, He's someone who's the guard at the door, because he doesn't need to walk around. But he can't be a cucumber watcher anymore, because a cucumber watcher needs to walk around the field and make sure no one's taking cucumbers. Fine. New case. Simas eno. You're someone blind someone else's eye. Nosun lo deme eno. Obviously you have to give him the value of his eye. V'sheves. What's the sheves? Ro nosok iluhu matchinu berechayim. You consider him someone who, is the miller. Because he's blind in both eyes, it has to be the Mepharshim say he knocked out both eyes. Otherwise, people can do a lot of things with one eye. He's saying so. Therefore, he could turn the mill even though he's blind. Chirsho, let's say someone made him deaf. Nosun lo demei kulo. You have to give him his whole value, and therefore there's no sheves because you've already in nezek paid him everything for his loss. Why? Tosus understands. If you look at Tosus toward the bottom, he says l'ri nira the hachab adam she'ein bar umnis. He's talking about someone who has no real skills. In other words, if he's a lawyer, he could be a lawyer. Well, he can't be a lawyer without hearing. But in other words, like, whatever, there are jobs you could do. Let's say a guy was a jeweler. He could be a jeweler even if he can't hear. So Tuss is saying that's not a case, Hirsho, that you have to pay him his whole value. But basically, they're saying that a low-level worker who's going to get hired, right? In other words, if you go to Home Depot to hire those guys and there's a guy who can't hear what you tell him, you're not going to hire him. So they say basically a low-level worker cannot get employed if he's a cheirish, and therefore you have to pay him his whole value. Meaning in Nezek, you pay him that as if he's never going to work again, and for the rest of his life, you're paying him for what he would have earned. Okay? So Boy Rava asks as follows. Katas yadav lo yamduo. So a guy cuts off another guy's hand, and Bezdin didn't get around to deciding how much you have to pay. So meanwhile, he's still angry at the guy. He comes back to him. He says, I'm coming back for a second round. Sheber is raglo. He broke his foot now. V'lo amdua. And they didn't get a chance to come and figure out the damages. So meanwhile, he comes back. He says, you know, I'm not finished with you. Simas eno. And now he came and knocked out his eye. And v'lo amdua. And they didn't get around to evaluating it yet. V'lo basal chirshu. And then he made him a chirish. Mahu. What's the halacha? Do we say that since they didn't evaluate him each time, they just do one big evaluation now, and they give him everything, because remember, at the end of the day, they made him into a cheirish, and a cheirish gets paid everything. He gives him everything at once. Or do we evaluate it each one? Arm, leg, eye, and then making him deaf. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina, the boy lemesav leitzar boshes to kol chad v'chadah. The nafkamina is going to come up by tzar and boshes. Why? Because nihi the nezek v'ripoy v'sheves to kol chad v'chadah lo yavinan le, the kivin the kol yoiv le, Dame kula command the cutli dami. Vahayavle dame kula. So he says, because if we're talking about nezek ripoy or sheves, you're not going to give it to him for individual things, because at the end of the day, he's fully damaged, and therefore you're going to pay him fully. So in other words, let's say you had gone step by step and said, okay, we're going to take the nezek from taking him from someone with a hand to without a hand. The nezek from without a hand to without a foot, big deal. At the end of the day, it's all going to add up to the same thing. The same thing with ripoy. You have to heal him from everything. So what difference does it make? In other words, like, you can get economies of scale here. Let's say he's already on an IV when you chopped off his hand. Now you chopped off his foot. So at the end of the day, he just needs to be healed. It's not a question of incremental ripui. And the same thing with boshes. The same thing with sheves, unemployment. You know, as he became unemployed, at the end of the day, you have to pay him for full unemployment because you made him a cherish. But tsara boshes mias the chol chada b'chada yoyev the ha havi like tsara boshes. But I would say that maybe tsara and boshes are different. So you might think to yourself that why wouldn't you have to pay tsara and boshes is because once you're paying him for everything, that's you're paying him for his whole life. But we say no, incrementally you caused him different levels of tsar and boshes. In other words, you cut off his hand, there's tsar there and there's boshes. Now you cut off his foot, there's tsar and there's boshes. Each level. So the question is, do we look at it all at once, or are we willing to evaluate tsar and boshes independently? And if you're going to say kivan d'lom duo, since they did not evaluate him kayoiv like to make kulav bahadi adadi, that they can just give him one lump sum, figure out nezek tsar ripoy sheves and boshes as a cherish, and that's all you pay him, then amduhu mahu. What happens if you actually did evaluate him? Mi aminan kivan dam duo. So in other words, after the hand you evaluate him, after the foot, after the eye, after the ear, mi aminan kivan dam duo chada chada boilam esavle. So therefore, if you do each one individually, it's going to add up to more, because each individual one, there's the ripoy, the sheves, the boshes. So on earth, do you have to pay? And so therefore, Bezdin came up four times of the cheshbon, what do we have to pay? Do we have to pay that for all four of those? Odilma, kivin de l'shalem, yoav le de mekula. But maybe since he didn't pay, he now gets the bulk discount. And even though the four together would add up to more, he only has to pay what would have been for the cheresh, what would have been for the total. The Gemara says, teku.